Hello, welcome. Welcome to another episode of the 300 Seconds podcast, where we will delve into the highlights of the upcoming ITP conference. Join us as we explore the latest trends, insights, and innovations in the world of hospitality, all in just 300 seconds. Get ready to embark on a journey together with Caroline Bremner, Senior Head of Travel Research at Euromonitor International. Caroline, welcome. You will enlighten us in the first session of the hospitality track, where we discuss the changing landscape of future luxury travel. Could you please talk us through the major drivers of change in the luxury hotel industry?
The landscape for luxury travel has changed irreversibly, disrupted by a convergence of drivers such as digital transformation and sustainability, along with changing consumer values post-pandemic. Now, more than ever, it is vital to understand the future face of luxury travellers that is becoming ever more diverse, demanding, and younger. Luxury travellers tend to be millennials from emerging markets like Asia Pacific and the Middle East. They are digital natives and seek active engagement with brands. They even want to co-create and be part of the innovation process. They are also very much looking for unique and personalized travel experiences in the real world.
So changing consumer values, demands, and behaviors are really significantly shaping the future landscape. That's okay. But Caroline, what notable shifts do you observe, especially within the luxury market?
Well, at Euromonitor, we have identified three important pillars when it comes to luxury travel. Firstly, lifestyles and values. Then we have purpose. And finally, wellness. When it comes to lifestyles and values, our latest travel survey shows us that luxury seekers are highly sociable, with the majority traveling with a partner or their children, and very few, only 5%, traveling solo. Travel is clearly an important means of spending quality time with loved ones, enjoying shared experiences. They enjoy going abroad, creating these lifelong memories. And this requires luxury brands to take a multi-generational approach that is inclusive, but also delivers on privacy. And we even see many traditional luxury brands reaching into the hospitality space, such as Dolce & Gabbana, entering private residences and even real estate, where aligning with lifestyles is leading to new revenue opportunities.
Thank you. Very interesting. So what about the purpose then, the other trend?
Yes, so purpose and having a positive impact is the second pillar for luxury travel. We have identified that one quarter of luxury consumers buy from purpose-driven brands. Those are brands that put people and planet on the same level as profit. Often these companies are B Corp or part of the Science Based Targets Initiative. Luxury travel in itself has a much higher carbon footprint than the mass market. It's much more carbon intensive. The sector, therefore, has a great responsibility to mitigate its negative impacts. Global hotel chains like Iberostar are leading the charge with its wave of change strategy, collaborating with the likes of the Sustainable Hospitality Alliance and the World Travel and Tourism Council, and leveraging nature-based solutions in the fragile destination that it operates in. It's taking a holistic look across the entire supply chain to reduce its carbon emissions by 58% by 2030, for example.
Yeah, the third trend is about wellness, well-being. Can you elaborate on it a bit?
Yes, so wellness, this is the final pillar that we have identified that is taking on greater importance, especially holistic wellness, where luxury seekers are looking for brands to help them optimize their physical and mental well-being. Our wellness worshipper persona sits at the higher end of the income scale. They are highly digitally savvy, they enjoy shopping, they are looking for nature-based experiences along with fitness, of course. Japan is the largest spending source market in wellness tourism, followed by the US and Germany, while Germany is the largest destination for wellness tourism after the US and Mexico. We're seeing a proliferation of innovation in the wellness space, such as biohacking, longevity techniques, integrative medicine, and tech-enabled diagnostics among the latest trends we've identified. AI is clearly another powerful new tool that can be used to deliver even greater personalized wellness services, provided it's done in a responsible way, however.
Very insightful. Thank you, Caroline, for providing such valuable insights into what awaits us at the conference. Yeah, we eagerly anticipate welcoming you to Berlin for the hospitality track on Thursday at the Blue Stage, 10:30. Until then, safe travels. Stay tuned for more exciting discussions on the 300 Seconds podcast. Thank you for listening.